This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fear is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex is going to be joining us in this hour to talk about the fight that we now are in the middle of. Folks, it didn't end with the election. As you saw, it only stepped up. And this is a fight we can win. This is a fight that the other side has never had to document what they are saying. And now we can point at them and we can say the emperor has no clothes, the establishment press has no clothes. We're used to documenting what we're telling people because we know that there is a confirmation bias on the part of the public to believe what they're told on these news outlets that have been around for a long time. They've become prestigious because for a very long time, the major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, even NPR, they were all saying the same thing, weren't they? They were saying exactly what the government was saying. And no matter how absurd it was, they could look at you, look right into that camera, and say, that's the way it is. They would say that, and people would believe that was the way that it was. And it wasn't. They were very selective about what they were reporting. They were telling you lies some of the time, not all of the time. It's important. When you're telling people lies and you're deceiving them, as we saw, if you go back and look at the CIA documents, Operation Mockingbird, you saw how the upper echelons and the anchors of various news media were co-opted by the CIA to get out the stories that they wanted to get out. So it's very important when you're doing that, when you're lying to people, when you've got a propaganda organization, that you do tell people the truth from time to time. So, yeah, they did tell the truth from time to time. There you go, Operation Mockingbird. That's something very important to understand, especially in this context, because we are now, as I pointed out in one of the videos we did a couple of weeks ago, I said, this is Operation Mockingbird Part 2. This is on steroids now, folks. We now have the State Department having been given, and of course it was Republicans who were supporting this even more so, I think, than the Democrats. They gave $160 million, that's 80 each year for 2 years, to the State Department to propagandize Americans. They're going to tell you what's real and what isn't. Do you really think that you can trust these people? Do you need somebody to think for you? No, you don't. You don't need somebody to think. You need a source that will give you a point of view. They'll tell you the facts, tell you what they think about it, and they will footnote it. That's what we do here at InfoWars. Now, Obama is saying that he doesn't think that he misunderstimated Putin. No, he didn't say that. That was George W. Bush. I've said that so many times that I can hardly say the word underestimated without saying misunderestimated. Now, he said he did not underestimate Putin. Well, I think he did. I think he did. I think, you know, what he really underestimated was the intelligence of the American public. I think he really underestimated the power of the still independent press and of social media. And I think Jeffrey Jackson had it right on target when he called that open source intelligence. The founders called it committees of correspondence. They would write stuff and they would send it around to each other by paper. As Donald Trump said, you can't trust a computer. If you got something important, write it down on paper and send it by a courier. You know, that's starting to get that's true as well. Although he uses Twitter and electronic media very powerfully. You have to know when to use one and when to use the other. But Obama is saying that he doesn't think that he underestimated Putin. He says, I think that I underestimated the degree to which in this new information age it's possible to have an impact on our open societies, on our open systems. Now, I left out a little bit there. He said, where it's possible for misinformation, for cyber hacking and so forth, to have an impact on our open societies, on our open systems. But see, what he really doesn't like is an open society. What he really doesn't like is an open system. And I want to go back 8 years ago to an op-ed piece. It was written by Nat Hithoff, who just died. This was January the 7th, 2009. At that point in time, Obama was president-elect. And the title of this article that he put in the Village Voice was Obama's Black Widow. He said, Barack Obama will be in charge of the biggest domestic and international spying operation in history. Its prime engine is the NSA, located in Fort Meade. The Baltimore Sun's national security correspondent said the colossal Cray computer, the supercomputer they have there, was codenamed Black Widow. And he said, how will President Barack Obama use it? Oh, boy. Did he ever use it? Did he ever use the 1917 Espionage Act? Stay with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusty.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, January 8th, 2017. We're 11 days out from President Trump, and he is going to hit the ground running. He has put together an entire slate of action. Alex Jones is going to be joining us sometime this hour, and he's going to break that down further. Everyone has geared up for the fight in a way that I've never seen before. But I was talking about, just before we went to break, I started to look at this article that came out 8 years ago. And this is from Nat Hinhoff, and this is when President Obama was president-elect. It was this time, 8 years ago, just before he was sworn in. And he called it Obama's Black Widow, and he was talking about the massive Cray supercomputer that was housed at the NSA in Maryland, talking about how it could do all these calculations, and what would Barack Obama do with this? And he pointed out a little bit of the history of this, and it's important for us to see where this came from. Remember now, the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that was put in place as a result of the hearings that we had in the 1970s with Frank Church and Congressman Pike. Both the Senate and the House had hearings on how the CIA and the NSA were violating their legal briefs, what they were created to do. They were created to go after foreign governments, and instead they were going after American citizens. They were spying on Americans. How about that? Back in the 1970s, that was what started the Church and the Pike hearings. And what came out of those was the FISA Act, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, saying you're only going to do your surveillance on foreign individuals. That's why they're talking about a foreign tampering of our election. And so we're going to have Alex Jones. I was just giving a note. Alex Jones is going to be coming in about 5 minutes, so stay with us. I'm going to try to break this down in 5 minutes, what Nat Hinhoff was telling us about Barack Obama 8 years ago. Now, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was put in place, but in July of 2008, as Bush was getting ready to leave, what they did was they amended it, and they made it far more powerful, and they took away some of the things that had been there to control the CIA and the NSA. He said that the new Bush law provided a farcical judicial supervision over the NSA, and boy, is that the truth. It is absolute. Maybe we should call it, instead of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the Farcical Intelligence Surveillance Act. They can go in and get a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, as Rand Paul said. They can say, I don't want to look at everybody that is on Verizon. And they go in to a single judge, and there is no adversary there on behalf of the people. Because, you know, you would, if you were actually going after an individual, like the Constitution said, that you go to get a search warrant, you say, this is what I'm looking for, this is who I'm looking at, and this is where I'm going to look for it. And you could have somebody that was representing Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, but this whole thing has become a farcical situation. And that was a change that was put in by George W. Bush. Now, at this time, Nat Hentoff said, why did Obama vote for this eye that never blinks? He had previously vowed to filibuster such a bill, but he said back in July, before he was elected president in November, he voted for that bill. And that was a clue, a tip-off of what was to come from Barack Obama. But he didn't know that at that time. Nat Hentoff, 8 years ago, smelled a rat. And now it really stinks, doesn't it? After 8 years of Barack Obama, the left should be hopping mad about the fact, and some of them are, some journalists are, that Barack Obama used the 1917 Espionage Act more than all other presidents combined to go after journalists and whistleblowers. But he goes on at this time. He says, well, I think this is kind of suspicious. He said, The FISA amendment also gave immunity to telecommunications corporations. Now, what have we seen in the wake of this? We've seen the government push throughout the Obama years over and over again. CISA, ACTA, PIPA, and then finally they got it passed with CISA. And that was a way to give immunity to all the people that are collecting information on you so that they would turn it over to the government and you can't sue them for it. See, that's ultimately where they want to go. And you have to understand that the recording of conversations, the recording of your actual email is not nearly as important to them as the metadata. And so you'll see these people saying it's just metadata, it's not important. That is the key thing they're after because that is what they can analyze algorithmically. He saw that coming 8 years ago and called him out on it. So let's go right now. We've got Alex Jones has joined us. He's on the line. He's traveling. Alex.
David, listening to you break down all these incredible big news stories we've got. I'm only going to be here for a few segments, but I do have just some really important information for everybody. I'm cross clear to you. Everything coming across.
Yes, yes, it broke up just a moment, but you're clear now. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Okay, well, I'm going to just let you go ahead and broadcast until the start of the next segment, then I'm going to be able to reconfigure some systems here and reconnect to these. This is some important information. I'll be back after the break. Thank you.
All right, we're going to reconnect with Alex. As I pointed out, he is not in studio today. He is traveling, so we're going to reconnect with Alex. One of the things that you have to understand, as I was saying, the metadata is really what they're after. They can't algorithmically go after your phone calls or your emails as easily as they can the metadata, which tells them essentially what you're doing, where you are, mapping that. That's called geospatial intelligence. That is the fastest growing division of intelligence. And when we look at these massive denial of service attacks that have happened here at InfoWars, and then now Matt Drudge has had that happen at least twice. The first time it happened, it took him down for 90 minutes. And then it happened a few days after that again. When we look at that, the place where that is coming from is your refrigerators and your medical devices and all these things that are called the Internet of Things. We had a story over the holidays from CNBC. Experts warned that 2017 will be the year of smart home hacking. Now, why would they want to get in and look at your thermostat? Do they really care what your temperature is? Well, there are other things that they can derive from that. But more importantly, hackers, and I'm including in this people like the NSA and the CIA, they can get into these machines and they can put viruses in them and they can turn them into spam robots that do requests for services so rapidly targeted at a particular website that they can shut people down from being able to get into that website. That's what the distributed denial of service attacks are about. And so that is the real key. As we see these devices come online, even the medical devices that are coming online, most of them rely on a protocol that's coming out of China. Out of China. Now, what could happen with that? What could possibly go wrong with putting that on your medical devices and making that a key part of the infrastructure? But it's not just medical devices. It's also your refrigerators, your washing machines. Remember several years ago when David Petraeus was still director of the CIA before he was caught violating national security? He said that they were going to be using your refrigerator to spy on you. Yes, they are. And see, the key thing is for them to get that geospatial intelligence, the activity-based intelligence. They want to look at your activities. They want to look at the entire human domain. Remember we talked about Jade Helm. Mastering the human domain was the subtext of that. They wanted to see, really, what you're doing and map out who their enemies are, who their friends are. That is the key thing that we see developing. And as we go ahead with this, as we see the types of things like now we've got massive snowstorms all throughout the East Coast especially, but really pretty much throughout the entire country. As Drudge Report pointed out, the average temperature is 11 degrees across the United States. But, of course, the response to it in Virginia was an algorithm that would raise the toll price there up to $30 to $45 for a half-hour ride. See, that is the key. They're going to go in and they're going to use the roads as an information highway. They're going to collect even more information on you. They're going to have even more power if they want to take down individual sites. That is the true threat. As Donald Trump said, no computer is safe. That ought to be a warning sign for all of us. Stay with us. Alex Jones will be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at.
Now we're only about, 11 days or so until President Trump is the 45th president of the United States. David Knight is hosting there in Living Color HD in the radio TV studios in Austin, Texas. I'm on the road and my Skype's having hiccups, so I'm joining you via telephone, good old-fashioned landline right now. I'm just going to be here for a couple more segments, and then David will finish up, obviously, the transmission with some other clips and news stories. I know he's got stacked up. But I want to just preface what I'm about to tell you with this statement. I've studied a lot of history, and one of the most common things I read when I'm looking at contemporary history or history going back over the last few hundred years or even the last few thousand years is populations, individuals, peoples don't realize they're living in incredibly historical times. People don't realize they're living in crossroads times or turning times or quickening times. They don't realize they're living in those times where just a few years dictate the next 100 years or even the next 1,000 years or maybe even the entire destiny of a species. Because clearly with nuclear weapons and technology and the advancements and acceleration of time, all the old quickenings we saw are going to be more intense, like birth pains. So that said, before I went on, I was just thinking of how do you highlight to people that in amongst all the incredibly important news that we all cover here, from genetically engineered, you know, humanoids that they're admittedly creating, to pharmacological crops, to babies with five parents, to flesh-eating bacteria spreading across the United States, and just leprosy spreading all across the United States. I mean, just we are living in insane times. Also, insanely good things are happening all over the world. Humanity's waking up to globalism. But what I'm going to announce here to you today is just a summation of what I've been working on the last few weeks. The reason InfoWars is so popular, not just with the public, but with the military, intelligence agencies, and foreign leaders, is we really do know what we're talking about. And we're one of the only outlets that's not controlled. But there's also not so much a feedback loop, but an intensification or a amplification of how accurate we are now that we're so trusted and now that patriots are making moves worldwide against tyrannical states, namely the globalists, the world government state, that now we're given information nobody else is. And I want to explain to everybody that listeners have already seen the incredible stories we break. They've already seen the exclusives we get. They already know the people we talk to. And I'm just going to stop right there. Just today, I talk to folks as high as it goes. I'm going to leave it at that. And let me just assure you, from top generals and other patriots, they say we are absolutely bullseye, dead on target, destroying the globalist. And they said, tell your audience, keep it up. You literally are all we've got. Now, that's quite a bit. But I don't care what color you are, where you came from. If you're aware of the New World Order, you've got that love of liberty beating in your heart. You are the people the globalists and George Soros are scared of. Now, I've had it confirmed to me from multiple sources in just the last 2 days, including today, that indeed, what our other sources have broken down is accurate. The globalists are thinking of a way to try to keep Trump from getting in 11 days. They are seriously trying it. You've already seen them do all the stuff they did during the campaign. I'm not going to mention that again. You already saw all the going after the electors, the recounts, the trying to stop the nomination, all of it. They are only intensifying now, and that's why yesterday in a letter, that's how it was announced to the public, Jay Johnson of DHS federalized all of the elections, a total power grab outside of Congress, violates the Constitution, and says that his rogue agency with Loretta Lynch and all the rest of them as part of it are in control of our elections. Now, they would only do that, knowing Trump's going to reverse it, if they were seriously considering trying to overthrow Trump and having new elections. Then they would already be in place to take control of the states that voted for Trump and steal those states, just like they got caught in West Virginia, Georgia, and four other states, red-handed, breaking into the systems. They said, oh, we were just checking them lovingly. No, those are states that Trump was really ahead in the polls. They had fake polls out. They were supposed to go to Hillary. The state officials were able to stop it because they knew what they were looking for, because Trump and you and I and Drudge, everybody else who's awake, warned everybody and made election fraud an issue. Remember, they said there was no such thing as election fraud months before the election when I raised it, Trump raised it, Obama came out and attacked me, Hillary attacked me by name. They said, he's insane. Then they turned around and federalized it. Why did I say they were going to federalize it? Because they were already doing it. And I have to be careful how much I tell people, okay? Because we don't want to give away sources. But at this point, if Trump gets in 11 days, he's going to go right to work, folks, 20 hours a day, nonstop. And I'm going to give you the good news or the bad news right now. This country is in an absolute sudden death overtime. Fight for its life right now. This is 21st century warfare. And we're not winning, and they're not winning. They are still in power. They are preparing some type of move. The good news is the public's not buying it, but we could see them try to arrest Trump in the next 11 days. We could see them have, you know, a helicopter flying with missiles and blow, you know, kill him. I mean, I'm telling you, this is what you see in other countries. This is a worldwide crime syndicate so pissed that America is rising again. And by the way, Trump's completely real. We've got patriots in our government that are sick of watching George Soros do this to us. This is a real attempt to take the country back and have policies of prosperity again. It doesn't mean that they're perfect. It doesn't mean there aren't a bunch of good old boys. The point is they're not out to get you and your family. So help is here, ladies and gentlemen. But they are so incredibly angry right now. And I notice it's got hundreds of thousands and millions of views, depending on which channel you look at, before I put out some audio files warning of the fact that DHS just federalized elections and they're in preparation to overthrow Trump. It doesn't mean they'll get away with it. It means I want to be here in 11, 12 days and folks say, see, Alex, you were wrong. It never happened because we stopped it. And then we can be like the Dark Knight who gets, you know, criticized when he really saved the day. All of you, to use the Batman analogy, are the Dark Knights out there that have got to continue to be criticized, have to continue to be attacked, because the general public are still such babies on average. But the people that count in the military, at the highest levels of intelligence agencies and in corporations that are pro-America and are not out to get the people and who want to make the country great again, they are absolutely aware of what's happening. And the fact that you woke up, the fact that you woke up others, the fact that I woke up so many people and Drudge and others did, created a major wedge into the enemy. The enemy is collapsing worldwide right now. That's why they're panicking. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene,
plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, take me live.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact that most people who are living through incredibly historic times almost never recognize that it's happening. And some of the most effective individuals fighting against tyranny are too busy fighting tyranny to ever basically take credit for it. But we're not here taking credit for anything because the battle is ongoing. But people listening to this broadcast have to understand it is the opposite of hype when I tell you that there is literally a battle for this country and every other major nation's sovereignty going on right now. Globalism, or private corporate world government, was so arrogant and thought we were so stupid that it could build a world planetary corporate system and just keep denying it existed while they publicly transferred power to themselves. Now, here was the problem. They openly told the intelligentsia, the military brass, you name it, for 60 years, that they were building a global system for peace and that world government was meant to give the people empowerment. Now that the public understands that globalism is really eugenics-based and not, you know, like the UN says, some loving, sweet, kumbaya system, or like UNICEF says, it's falling apart. So they are striking back. In fact, I was reading The Economist magazine, the latest issue, and they were admitting the answer is the cities. They said globalism still has control of cities. People are in debt. They're living in compact buildings. They basically don't know how to take care of themselves. They're stupid on average. This is, they don't say it like that, but they say they're cosmopolitan. They buy what we do. They like to pay five times more than they should for an apartment because it's trendy. They like to drive cars to go. They don't go out and hunt. They don't go out and fish. They don't go out and farm. They don't roof their own house. They're good little consumers that will rent everything and will live in self-driving, you know, cars and just let us control them. And they admitted that it's key for globalist combines, big banks, to only give money through social engineering, that's Agenda 21, to the big cities. You know, war between rural, suburban systems versus the cities. So they're openly declaring the war. I mean, you see the Hollywood stars we've got on InfoWars.com, Tom Hanks and all these people, so embarrassingly crying for Obama and how beautiful it was and how so sad it's all falling apart. These people are the stupidest, most moronic, pathetic, servile fools the world has ever seen. But here's the problem. The hardcore social engineers that are controlling them aren't. And so everybody think about that. Obama's doing everything he can to stop Trump's mandate, the mandate that swept the House, the Senate, 900 seats in legislatures, a ton of governors, one of the biggest political realignments in our history, and it's happening all over the world at the same time, part of a super wave, a super revolt against globalism being led by patriots in this country, as well as the UK, as well as Russia. And so that's why they project onto us everything that they are and say that, oh, the reason, you know, the Trump won is the Russians, because they know full well the globalists, the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, the EU, the mainstream media, all piled on for Hillary Clinton, and it was a repudiation of all of them. So even if you buy that it was the, quote, Russians, and I've read this report, Zero Hedge has the whole thing posted, it's on InfoWars.com. If you read the stupid CIA report, it goes, on this episode of RT, someone said, I wonder if it's true that Hillary's falling down. Then on this episode, they talked about, will Hillary go to jail? There's a major movement pushing it. Then on another episode, and it was like, mommy, it was like a 10-year-old tattling to mommy, and then he pulled my hair, and then he stole my snow cone, and then he broke my Barbie doll. This was their hack. And again, never a material hack. Imagine Trump sat there for 2 hours hearing them go, sir, here's a clip of RT where they said, you know, something about you positive and something negative. Of course some of the Russian media was negative. I mean, as if Russia has this big influence. I mean, our YouTube channel is bigger than RT's here in the U.S. This is just crazy. And I'm not putting down RT. But imagine this, folks. They are saying that RT, you can go read the CIA report. I mean, it's on InfoWars.com or just type in, you know, see the CIA briefing Trump was given. And it's this, it's Photoshopped clips, you know, like little screenshots out of like RT and Russian newspapers going, look, they said bad things about Hillary and that's why she lost. What? The reason she lost was the whole MSM put everything they could behind Hillary and it blew up in your faces. And everyone hates you now. They're sick of being force-fed. That's why it blew up in your faces, not the Russians. Of course the Russians have pulled away from the exact same megabanks. And we salute them for that. We hope everybody from Chile to Nigeria, you know, from Mexico to Tunisia, everybody from Japan to Morocco, you know, pulls out of the New World Order and a bunch of megabanks that just make money up out of nothing and create derivatives to bankrupt everybody and enslave everyone. I hope they all go straight to hell. So again, they're crippled, they're out of control, they're falling apart. The problem is they They know they're losing everything fast, and they know Trump is intending to prosecute them for their crimes and really clean house. In closing, I'm going to say this, the hand of the baton tonight. They're already, before he even gets in, moving to repeal Obamacare. He reportedly already has the votes. Republican leadership is panicking. The wall, of course we have to start the building of it. And then through tariffs, if Mexico doesn't comply, very low ones, we can pay for the wall. But they're going, oh, look, he's building it, but we have to pay. He's wrong. Borders means national sovereignty on China. He's already getting ready and has the votes to cut the corporate income tax to bring the jobs back, over $1 trillion. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, he's already demanding all the paperwork on Obama, ordering the borders wide open, and all the executive criminal activity, and all the secret orders that Obama signed, you know, where the main body of the paper is secret, only the boil down's public. Trump is about to absolutely come after them. If they would have kissed his butt, he would have still come after them. That's why they're so scared and fighting for their lives, because Trump is a patriot. I'm going to say it again. I've done research. I've checked with the proper channels, and I've also seen what he's done. Trump's for real. They're panicking. Trump's for real. They're panicking. Trump's for real. Trump's mentor for 20-plus years was the top lawyer for the McCarthy Un-American Activities Commission and others in New York. And that's why they're so scared. Trump knows everything. Trump is more John Birch Society than John Birch Society. That's the real Donald Trump. That's, he played possum on them this whole time, waiting, building the database of patriots, building the database of citizens, waiting for this wave to come. Folks, Trump's prescient, okay? That's why they're so scared. They are crapping their drawers right now. They understand the move. They have panic in their eyes. If they try to start a war or they try to kill Trump, the military is going to move against them. So understand that. The military and the FBI and most of the agencies who aren't perfect, but they don't want to be involved with a bunch of child molesters, they're with Trump and the American people. They want to make America great again. This is a historical mission going on, and I can tell you this is now happening and tell you that we are spot on, and our analysis and breakdown, I've been told from the highest levels, is dead on with what's currently happening. We are in the middle of the most epic time this country and this world has ever seen. This is such an amazing time. And even if they're able to kill Trump and try to stop this, the awakening's so big, it's going to blast through all of that. And that's why they're in such panic, because Hollywood and the globalists are a bunch of anti-family, anti-Christian weirdo freaks that are in a cult, basically. Okay, and that's why Hollywood is freaking out and going so crazy right now, because these people are very degenerate, very, very wicked control freaks who really get off on bringing America down and who wanted to mount our head on the wall and basically celebrate that they finally controlled the U.S., sucked it dry, and used it to build a big, giant, stinking world government. So again, there is a civil war going on between globalists, they're the foreign occupiers, they're the New World Order, against we the people, working with Trump and new media, against the collaborator media. When you see MSM folks, that is your sworn enemy, absolutely committed. They've been hired because they hate you and your family. Back to David Knight.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that
gate. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and as you just heard from Alex Jones, the globalists don't think that they've lost. They think they're still in the game. As he points out, it can go either way right now. We have one election. We won Brexit. It looks like things are developing in certain countries, people taking back control of their lives. And yet, of course, we saw in the EU, we had one of the people on his way out of the European Union Council, the rotating head of that, said as he was leaving that we have to make sure that we don't let citizens participate in any more of these referendums. He called them adventures. He said, I'm asking EU leaders to stop with adventures like the British and Italian referendums on domestic issues that pose a threat to the EU. So if you're threatening the EU by saying that you want to get out of it, he's saying don't let them have a vote on that. That's come from the New American, as Alex is pointing out. They have been on the trail of globalism for a very long time, as we have. And we understand what he's really saying here. And we've seen this happen before. We've seen the European Union take out an elected president in Greece and put in a Goldman Sachs banker. And it was Nigel Farage who called him on it and said, who are you to override the will of the people in the place where democracy started? And we're going to look at what's going on with guaranteed income, a universal basic income. This is something else that they're pushing. This is another issue that just got a start with an experiment in Finland. The first people, they're going to give 2,000 citizens a guaranteed income. I want to talk about that and how this all plays to the fact that the globalists are still working on the same plan they've been working on for a very long time. But quickly, I want to remind you that we have a sale, the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. And as we tell you all the time, there's a lot of toxic garbage in your food, your water, your air. That means that you're constantly under chemical siege at every level. Things that are going to make you fat, things that are going to make you sick, things that are going to make you dumbed down. And so you need to make sure all the time that you are getting a base level of vital supplements and nutrients that your body needs to cope with not only the garbage that it's being hit with, but just the basic nutrition that it needs to rebuild itself, even if it wasn't under attack. And this time of year, when so many people are going out with a New Year's resolution that's great, so I'm going to get in better shape, a lot of people will go on some kind of a diet, and as part of that diet, they may expose themselves to even more toxins, or they may eliminate certain nutritional things that they need as they restrict their calories. So it's important, if you're going to do something like that, make sure you got your base covered with a vital nutrients that your body needs to keep going as you participate in that. So what we've done is we've given you 30% off. Let me give you some of the items that are 30% off. Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine. Those are all 30% off. And, of course, Brain Force is one of my favorite supplements we have. I would call it Brain Focus. It's an excellent product. You can really feel it. It focuses your mind in a way that coffee or caffeine simply doesn't do. Some of the items that are 20% off. Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 in a liquid format. Liver Shield, Knockout, that's our sleep aid, natural ingredients. And Prostaguard, all those are 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And if you sign up for AutoShip, you not only get 10% off and guaranteed delivery on the things that you set up on your regularly scheduled AutoShip, but if you set up a group of items on your regular shipment that is more than $50, you will also get free shipping as well as the 10% discount as well as the guaranteed delivery. So it's a great way to support your health and to support InfoWars, and we really do appreciate your support. Now, getting back to this news, not only is the EU saying, hey, guys, we need to stop giving people a say because they're making the wrong decisions. They're threatening us. They're threatening our political body because they don't like what we're doing. They say it's making them poorer. It's making them more dependent. And now they readily admit that. Yeah, the policies haven't worked out too well for a lot of the people. But, you know, they're more efficient for us, is what they're saying. And so when we look at this program that's coming out of Finland, and again, this is the first of the year, Finland kicked off a program for 2,000 citizens, said we're going to give them a guaranteed income. And this is being sold everywhere as a universal basic income. Remember, Switzerland had a referendum on this earlier this year. And they said, no thanks, we don't want that. The Swiss are still self-reliant enough, still independent enough, still wise enough to see what this is. This is an effort to make you dependent on the government. It was amazing to me to see Charles Murray, and of course, many of you may not remember who he is. I remember who he was because he was a very respected libertarian economist, and he's still around. He wrote a book called Losing Ground. And it was the basis for a lot of welfare reform during the Reagan administration. In that book, he made a very clear case that the welfare programs that had been put in place, that were put in there, they said, out of compassion for people, had actually made people more dependent, more passive on government. And, you know, it really made me sick to see that Charles Murray is now one of those people out there promoting universal basic income. He knows that welfare makes people dependent on the government. It makes them weak. And yet, he's pushing it. Why? Because the next thing coming, folks, is not a wave of cheap immigration labor from another foreign country or from Central or South America. The next wave that is coming to attack us. And, of course, we have to address that. We have to understand that as Obama is bringing in 220 illegal alien children per day, as he's escalating the immigration towards the end of his regime. We have to understand that that is, I think they worked out the numbers, in just the state, in just Washington, D.C. area, that would be like 12 middle schools that he's adding each day. Who's going to pay for the schools? You are, in your property taxes. What's that mean? That means that you're going to be forced to live, just as Alex was talking about, this is Agenda 21, folks. You're going to be forced to live in a teeny tiny little 100 or 200 square foot box in a city. And you're not going to be able to get out because they're going to control the transportation. First of all, you won't own a car. If you own a car, you won't be allowed to drive on the roads because only their robot cars will be allowed to drive. You will be considered to be a safety hazard. Even if you're not a terrorist that wants to mow people down, they'll still say, you're too dangerous to be on the road with our robot cars, so you're going to be banned from the roads. And that allows them to keep you in the cities. And, of course, you're not going to be able to afford much of a house because the property taxes are going to be so high. You pay property taxes even if you rent, of course. You don't see them itemized, but you still pay those property taxes. And property taxes are what are paying for the 12 schools a day that we're adding as Barack Obama brings these people in. And it's not just even adding a school. They've got to be educated in the language of their choice. They don't want them to assimilate. They don't want them to become one with the Americans that are already here. They want them to remain distinct so they can divide and conquer our country. But when we look at this, when we look at the universal basic income and the way that they're putting, they're bringing this up because they know the next wave is going to be massive unemployment. Because it's not just going to be manufacturing jobs, it's going to be blue-collar jobs at every level, it's going to be white-collar jobs at every level, it's going to be in every industry that they're going to be replacing you with robots and artificial intelligence. That is their plan. That's why they keep looking at these 2020 to 2030 sustainability plans. That's where this is all headed. And it is also a massive, oppressive tyranny that they're setting up. One of these articles that came out in the last couple of weeks was how Uber was accusing New York City of snooping on its own passengers. They said, hey, the New York City police are demanding that we turn over sensitive passenger information data, like where you're dropped off. And they want to piece together details of every trip you ever take. Where would they get that idea from? Well, it's just like I was talking about before, geospatial intelligence. The government wants to know everything that you're doing, and they're plugging it into an algorithm, and that algorithm is going to determine whether or not they think you are a risk. And nobody exemplifies this better than Uber themselves. It was just a couple of years ago. It was back in 2014, in November, as a matter of fact. There were some concerns because there had been some reported cases of rapes by Uber drivers, and so people were saying, hey, we need to look at the background checks on Uber drivers. And Uber got very upset. BuzzFeed reported back in November 2014 that at an off-the-record dinner, an Uber executive suggested that they dig up dirt on journalists. They said, hey, I can hire five or six guys and spend a couple of $1 million and find out every bit of dirt on this journalist and destroy them personally. And at the same time, they removed a blog that they had on the Uber website. It was called Rides of Glory, and in that, they would take a look at the same information that they're now telling people, oh, be afraid of the New York City police. Yeah, you should be afraid that New York City wants this information on you. But you should also be afraid that Uber keeps it, that Uber stores it, that Uber themselves use this in their blog that they later deleted, and I've got a paper copy of it. They called it Rides of Glory, and they took a look at where people were making trips, and they made inferences as to whether or not they were involved in extramarital affairs or visiting a prostitute. Now, that's the issue behind all this. The fact that they can blackmail people, the fact that they can make false positives about you, saying that you are cheating on somebody or saying that you are a terrorist based on this metadata. That's the pre-crime minority report angle that is coming with all this as well. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tomorrow at 11 Central, noon Eastern.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.